You're listening to a podcast from 702. Comment.
Have you noticed how all of the corporates are beginning to react to the corruption coming out of the Guptas? I don't even need to say corruption allegations anymore, do you? I mean, if you've seen all the Gupta email leaks and all of that, and you've got companies pulling out of their relationships with companies like KPMG because of the work they did for the Gupta companies. And you know, you hear all the time that we must focus more on corporate corruption and stop focusing on corruption in government. And I accept part of that argument. I accept a lot of that argument, actually. But I do think you need to examine the motives of the people who keep saying it. And all of these people who say we must focus on corporate corruption, they're not saying it out of the goodness of their hearts. They're saying it to protect government. They're making a political argument. But you shouldn't think that the corporates are acting out of the goodness of their hearts either. I find this fascinating. They're acting as political actors almost because they're worried about their reputations. Howard Creamer put it, they're acting to protect their interests. That's, I'm sure, is the phrase she would use. She always talks about interests. So businesses are acting to protect their interests because they want people to do business with them. And if you won't do business with them, they're in serious trouble. So they're protecting their reputation, and by doing that, they're protecting their interest. And then if you think that, this was my thought, if you think that business is acting because they're worried about their reputation, what does that say about people in government and the Guptas? What does it say about Anush Singh or Brian Molefe? But doesn't it say to you that Sean Abrahams isn't worried about his reputation? Doesn't it show that the Hawks aren't worried about their reputation? And I suppose then it boils down to, what does it say about President Jacob Zuma and his reputation? Does it suggest then that he's not worried about his reputation? And if that is the case, what does that tell you about our politics at the moment? So corporates, government, corruption, they're all in interesting spaces. They're all acting in different ways. But if someone doesn't act, doesn't that tell us something about their reputation?